kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you were victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
Put it in at least 4 to 6 plaits, and yep. You could wear a braid out the next day.
Yep.
A braid.
Yeah.
I don't know the shit I'm gonna do.
So like just like a single braid, like if yeah, I was to just braid this.
Braid. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a plait. But if you do it like all how toy is this, that's a cornrow.
Yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen who are listening to this, I want you all to tweet me at Old Man Wade Calm.
I'm a fucking
asshole.
That's fine. I want you guys, all the people who are listening, I want you guys to tweet me out or IG me and let not Vanna White, but Panda Black, and hey. let her know that I actually do a lot of shows for single people.
Mark, I was really, honestly, I was twisting your ankle. Is that what the statement is? Twisting your foot, twisting your ankle.
Fucking
I was fucking with you. I honestly, twisting your arm. That's what it is. I honestly, truthfully,
you twisted my arm. I
don't care.
The charm.
Honestly, truthfully, I don't care. I'm used to people, married couples, feeling bigger than the single people, and people in relationships being bigger than the single people. I'm used to it.
Why do you say? Why do you feel that way?
It's true. They do it unconsciously.
Now I'm asking you because I want to know: do I do that? Be honest, because if I do.
I don't think I'm around you enough for you to do it, but I think if you were to do it, I would call you out, like I did just now, being an ass.
Oh.
But I don't think you do.
It seems kind of douchey. There's an episode of Scrubs where they was talking about this two married couple, and they did a fantasy thing where they made the couple a two-headed witch called the Turla, Turk and Carla. Because they started like interjecting all their stuff. Well, if you were married,
right?
Like that shit kind of irks me.
I have a good friend of mine, and she's been single for quite some time. And when she's at work, she's like the one that gets picked out on the most because she's single and she wants to be single. Like it's by choice. And they look at her like she's crazy. Like, what do you mean you're single? And she gets that almost every single day. These women approach her and they're like, well, why are you so single? Well, try this person or try that person. She's like, no, I don't want to be in a relationship. Why is that so taboo or like the end of the world? Because a woman wants to be single. She is happy in her singleness. Why is that a problem? Why? Nobody comes after men like, why are you so single? Well, maybe they do, but not as much as they do to women.
It's that, like, well, everything's hyped up with women. If you're not, if you're single, then it means there's something wrong with you.
Yeah,
if you're single and you're male, you're
kids,
a player. Yeah,
like, bro, chill out with all that. Everything is not meant for everybody. Relax. Like, shit, if I could give my kids back, motherfucker, I'd get them motherfucker back so quick. Cause this parenthood shit ain't easy. I love them. I hate that us parents also got to put that in. We love our kids, but it's hard.
But
bro.
You realize there are some people who legitimately should not be parents, so...
They shouldn't, and a lot of them aren't, and kudos. I really feel like parenting, you should have to get a license for it, just like everything else you need a license for.
All right, so I agree with you, but there's one problem with that.
What?
There are a lot of Blancos out there that will turn this shit into some Hitler shit, where only certain people are allowed to have kids. Be like, oh, Panda Black? Oh, you have locks?
I get that.
I don't know if you can have kids. Oh,
but again, it could be like a written test.
Oh, don't matter. They'll find a way to be like, oh, you, that looked like a
you don't qualify.
Exactly.
I get it. I get all that. I do. But then there's still those people who have marriage licenses or, and they really shouldn't be married because they're not in the right mental state to be married.
Because there's money to be made when you're married.
There's money to be made being a parent, too.
Yes or no?
You know how much money you get back in taxes, bro?
Well, yes or no. Only, and I'm going to say this, and again, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Yes, there's money to be made in terms of, like, groceries, food, clothing, shelter, and things of that nature. But the problem is, if you have the people who don't want the kids, now they're a quote-unquote burden to the government. Because now
shit! Spouse is a burden, too, if you don't want that motherfucker. Especially if you're religious, and it's definitely till death do you part. Now I gotta kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I gotta go to jail after unless they find you. Like, that's a lot of shit. Listen, I already got my shit coming up.
Corrodic, what is it? Corrosive acid? Corrodic acid?
What do you mean?
There's an acid, you just dissolve the shit. The shit they use in Breaking Bad. We put him in the fucking.
I haven't watched Breaking Bad.
Oh, they put this. It's like episode two. They put the dude in a rubber band.
I know what you mean. I just don't. I can't think of the
name. I think it's corrosive. I think it's corrosive acid. It just dissolves.
It just dissolves everything.
Like,
oh,
I think
it breaks it all.
I think down to a cellular level.
Listen, don't give me ideas.
Oh yeah, do that to him.
No.
Or her.
Man, listen.
Alright, so I was gonna edit it out, but apparently it's cool, so fuck that nigga. So, and this is the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the balding who has to shave an old man Wade, and I'm sitting here with the Coco host.
Hola.
Big lips with the alien eyes, and I'm sitting here with the CEO of Panda Care.
Hey.
She ain't Panda White, she's Panda Black.
I love it.
This, what was it, yesterday we figured this out?
Yesterday
we were talking about this shit. I was like, you're gonna be my Panda White. I was like, Panda Black? You like Panda Black? I'm like, yeah, buddy.
You know what's so funny? Like, whenever people get in my car, they're like, yo, you got Panda mats in your car? You're serious about this? Hello?
Like, everything on your everything on your social is like Panda related.
Like, I have a Panda phone case. I have a Panda tattoo. Like, my friend.
And let's not forget about that fancy Panda decal.
Hey!
With two guns.
I know, my mug. Somebody was like, yo, where'd you get this? I was like, my best friend and his wife. Yeah. I have a Panda tattoo on my back.
A big one or a small one?
It depends. So it's connected to my lion.
Okay.
So my tattoo takes up my whole back at the top.
Yeah.
I can show you. I don't mind.
Alright, this isn't necessarily good for audio.
We're going to take a break here.
We are not taking a break. I'm just going to... So she pulls... So I do a sexy. She pulls her locks back to expose her back to Toya.
Ooh.
Toya looks up.
Ooh.
She's impressed.
She goes all the way over.
Mm-hmm.
Toya begins to... Oh,
never this mind. Is why I don't do nudes.
Nasty.
Because if somebody was to see my back, they'd be like, that's Amanda.
See? Yep.
You have to be very careful.
Yeah, like, it's funny. I can't. Like, there's... Very few things that I can do where people aren't gonna look at me and go,
that's it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like I can't do anything. Like, yo, we were talking about this yesterday. Actually, this has been a topic over like with random people over the last couple of weeks. I am super happy that cell phones didn't exist when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Duh, my dick would be all over the internet.
Oh my God. What makes you think it's not now?
Huh?
What makes you think it's not now?
No one gives a fuck about me.
See, that's when people do care about you. When you be like, I'm a lame, nobody cares. Like, I be saying the same shit. Next thing you know, I hear my name being called, and they're like, bro, what?
Yo, if you've seen my dick, I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
If you've seen my dick.
Where's your wife?
I'm sorry.
She's got clinical today. It's the last day of clinical. So
I need her hair.
I would say the same shit if she was here.
You're right.
No different. I think she would be any fucking different, Panda. Really? But nah, so like, I don't know, I just don't, like, I thought about that, so I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about FaceTime sex. Like, you know what I mean? Like, phone sex, but you're just face-to-face.
I know.
And I was like, damn, all the phone sex I had, that shit would've been recorded too. Yo,
nowadays,
phones,
especially with iPhones,
I did do a lot of
record.
Phone sex,
yo.
I will admit that.
Not I think it's weird.
Really?
I do.
Yo, phone sex is the truth.
I think it's weird.
I mean, if it's a long distance thing and you kind of just do it. Like, I thought as this person was talking about it, I was like, if for some grand reason I got a job, like, you know what I mean, somewhere else, like, you know, for writing and all that other stuff, I would do that. Like, you know what I mean? But it's,
so, I guess if the person I'm with is into that, I would do it for their sake, for their enjoyment. But
she said for them.
But if it's for me to, for them to be like, no, I don't want it. I'm all set.
Really?
Sorry. I like in person. That's why I've only had one long distance relationship, and I'll never do it again.
Fuck that, man.
We'll never say never. But I would prefer not to engage in long distance relationships. So there's that.
It's a trap.
It is a trap. It's definitely a trap.
Coco, what do you think about phone sex?
Or long distance relationships.
I did a lot.
She just said
that.
She did a lot, so she's into it.
Long distance relationships, I don't feel like those work. I feel like you're just being fake on the phone. You may be giving them a part of you, but it's not the full you.
Yeah, that's what the pictures are for.
You're giving a version of yourself that you wish you could present every day.
But you can do that with the person within locally too, though.
That's it's not as true. Easy.
It is as easy.
I think sometimes, like, you can...
What I just been through, it's very easy to do that. To live a whole nother life, and this person has no idea about that life.
This is true.
Okay?
Same boat. This is
true. I am so open to anything is possible. Literally, anything is possible.
What the fuck is up with people and, like, not realizing what
it's 2020. I don't know what happened this year. Like, I feel like I'm doing good, but everything else around me is turning into chaos. And I don't know what it is. And I'm removing myself from it. What's going on.
I want no part.
Because I'm like, no matter how much I love you, I'm feeling good. And me too. I'm doing good. And I'm not going to have you affecting me negatively.
I did my best to leave all the bullshit in 2019. Listen. So when the shit had hit the fan in my life, I was like... You staying here.
At what age do people want to grow up? That's my question.
You staying right here.
Can I also say
at what age?
You've actually, we talk every day.
We do.
You and Diddy are the only two people, other than my wife, obviously, that I talk to every single day. Like, if I don't hear from you, I'm like, yo, yay? Like, that's just how it is. Same thing with Diddy. Same thing with Maria. I live with Maria, so that's different.
I get it.
But, like, I've noticed, like, this year, well, not even say, I wouldn't even say this year, I would say towards the end of last year, because you're not really big on resolutions, are you?
I don't do resolutions. I set my intentions and watch them manifest.
Yeah, because you don't really, you're not like new year, new me. That's not your thing. But I
know.
No, like,
but I hit people with that this year. I wasn't playing the games this year. Why are you still texting me? Stop it. And see, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Listen here, fellas. Get your shit together before the shit falls apart, okay? Get it together before it falls apart. Because once a female starts to turn off her fucking heart, you're done.
Yeah.
But and then, all this calling shit doesn't change anything.
Block them. But then they turn it around and make it seem like it's your fault. And here has been my way to deal with shit. You're always going to be a villain in somebody's story.
That's true.
I've accepted that. I'm the villain in this story, and guess the fuck what? I am A-okay with it as long as you leave me alone. I will be the worst villain in your story. Just leave me alone.
And don't start telling your story, because once I start telling the truth, you're going to be real upset.
Just leave me alone. You got one story in your head, I got my story, and then there's the truth. Just leave me alone. Let me be the villain.
And the truth is more leaning towards my fucking end of the story. Bro. Just throw that out there. Because y'all be on that bullshit.
Whoa!
Being a whole different person.
We didn't say you were
feeding characters. Feeding characters.
And you know what's crazy? At one of my jobs I used to have, I did a call center. And my motto was, we have to feed a character to the clients calling in. Like, I'm great at feeding the character.
At work. I get paid to do that shit.
Exactly. I get paid to be nice to you.
I do that very well.
I get paid to have that Harvard voice with you.
Yeah.
I get paid for all that sweet shit. However.
Can I just tag you in it?
Yes.
Off the clock, my friend.
Okay. Back to me. This is me.
So, like, right now, I'm at a space where I'm trying to keep my cup full. And if my cup starts to get low, I want it to be on my own accord that it's getting low. I don't want somebody else putting holes into my cup and draining it. Because once I see that, like, here's my thing.
I can fuck up my own life.
Yes, I don't need your help.
I don't need your
help. I like being happy. I like being positive.
Thank you.
I like spreading that shit everywhere. I like
that. And
I
want to rub it on everybody else.
All day.
But what I don't need is you draining me of this goodness that I have that I'm trying to put into the atmosphere.
Oh, that I just want returned.
That's it.
So I'm a morning person, and I get it that not everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
So being that I know that, I try to turn it on with the people that I know are ready for that energy at that time of day.
I remember...
You're very cautious.
Self-awareness this year is huge for me. Huge, huge, huge. Like, there's flaws that I have that people be like, yo, you're XYZ. I'm like, I know. And I'm not fixing that. Or I know, and I'm working on that.
I remember we used to meet up at the Gap. When we used to get to work at the same time, I'd meet you at Forest Hills. And we'd exchange, bear claws. No, bow ties.
Bow ties.
Bow ties. Bow ties and donuts.
Yep.
And I mean, good morning. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
And I remember the first day, you're like, if you don't like my energy, you don't have to take the fucking ride.
Nope.
And I just accepted it. Because I was like,
yep.
I could be on a bus with a bunch of annoying ass fucking people.
Mm-hmm. Or I could get in a car
with
and
my
be
friend.
Fine.
Yes.
And shut the fuck up. Who's just trying to be happy and send some positive vibes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Like, for example, it's funny because the exact opposite for me. Like, on the overnights.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends that are night people. So I try.
And they're usually creators. They're usually people, writers, DJs,
he
rappers,
is a writer.
Stuff like that.
No, he's not a writer. He works an overnight shift too. So we try. So my energy level starts to go when the sun sets. I'm a day person. Once that sun goes down, don't expect a lot of energy unless I'm drinking. So,
speaking of your text Friday morning cracked me.
Bro, Friday morning was a tragedy. We're not going to discuss that on air.
Oh, not on air? All right. We are going to discuss it though, right?
Oh, yes. We will. Okay. We will. Right. Definitely will. But yeah, like, I know when to deal with certain people because I have friends that are owls, which are most people. And then I have people that aren't, like, awake till maybe, like, 9 or 10 o'clock.
I'm listening to you.
You okay?
Nah, I just saw some dude got hit in the nuts with a baseball.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Usually the first person I talk to in the morning is my brother because he has the same energy I have. And I know he's going to just pump me up. I work with kids all day.
He has that energy.
All day.
Yes.
I work with kids, so it's like, once I get around them, I can't be like, hi, how you doing? You know, the kids are spunky. That's why I gotta be spunky, too. We gonna match this energy.
And where do you work with kids?
At PandaCare! So I gotta match your energy. You know, you're not gonna come in and be like, oh, Mr. Mando is boring. Nah, you're gonna come in like, Mr. Mando need to turn down. This is a little bit too much. Them kids be ready when they come in. I'm like, hey, baby! Good morning! I know their parents be like, yeah, and be leaving because that's too much for them in the morning. That's cool. I get it. But me, you gonna get this vibe. Because I'm in the bed by 8 p.m. so that I can get up, do my workout between 4:30 and 5 o'clock. So when the babies start coming in at 7, yo, we
I'm
ready. We ready.
I remember you went to bed there. That explains why. Because I know once upon a time, when I used to get up at like 9 or 10 to get ready for work, you'd be awake. But now that, like, over the last, like,
listen,
you know, 4 or 5 months, you sleep.
I respect my sleep. You gotta be goddamn important for me to be up with you past 8 o'clock. My phone goes on do not disturb at 8. The latest I might be up is 9 because I might just be like winding down a little bit from whatever. But from 8 to 9, my house is on quiet time.
For
dead
me,
ass.
Starts, for me, it's 10 and 11.
No, girl, by 10 o'clock, I'm counting something. 10
and 11.
Nope.
If I'm up past 11, what?
If I'm up late,
I'm a grandma.
I'm anxious.
I'm proud of that.
I need to get AARP and a cane.
Stop.
Okay?
It. I'm done with you.
So by like 2 o'clock, I'm going on my pee break. That's usually when I check my phone, see who done text me past my hours.
Mm-hmm. Know when they know better.
My hours.
Know when they know better.
Do you know how I say that whenever you, because you read the text message, but you don't know it. There's a show called Brickleberry. And it goes, Brickleberry. Like, so when you're up and you text me at like 3 or 4, I go, pee, break, panda. Because, like, I know you're
when,
like,
you know
like
what
if you're
I
up
think
at 3
of?
A.m., you're peeing.
You know what I think of all the time? The 5 heartbeats. My office hours are. That's
yo, I
me.
I haven't seen that movie.
That's,
in a
listen, I got the
yo,
DVD. That's one of my favorites.
Do you know something funny? For years, I thought they were a real group.
I did too. You're not alone. I think this is why we're twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, it's too. Funny whenever someone will say something and they'll be like, oh my God, you and Mark are just alike.
Yeah, like remember, your wife did the other day?
It was Amanda Ben. I remember you and Javi were talking about something and he paused and goes, God, you and Mark are just alike.
Yeah, that's why we're twins. No, I love my sleep. I need it because I need my energy. You'll definitely know if I haven't had a good night's rest because I'll be on E and I'll tell you.
Like, you know what's funny? So for me, like, you know what's funny? I'm not that bad in the morning anymore, though. Mostly because, like, when I get off of work, for me now, for a lot of people, it's the morning. But for me, it's like 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's funny. I have energy from the time I wake up until the time I start to wind down around, like, noon, 1 o'clock. You know what I mean? And it also helps that I like my job. I really, really like my
That's
job.
That's good.
My energy's different. And even when I don't, I'm restless and I get up every so often, I kind of have this thing where, seriously? I have this thing where, like, I kind of like.
And in my head, I was just thinking to take a picture with you.
We're gonna do a
So I need to make it happen because the universe sent the sign. Yeah. Sorry, Mark, go ahead, we're listening. I promise you we are. We get shit done.
You're listening. I don't know about this one over here.
I was not at all in any way. He knows me so well.
I really do. So, like, I'm sitting here and doing whatever it is that I do or whatever. And so then we're back. I had to, like, edit some stuff. These motherfuckers
were drinking.
And just started taking selfies. I conduct a professional podcast.
Professional podcast.
Marasshole.
Marasshole?
This is an extra day, so we don't have to
marasshole.
Be. Okay, we that's can be not, whoever we want to be.
Marasshole sounds like a spell.
It's not. It means my ass.
I know, marasshole.
Yeah, there you go. Good job. See, you're doing better than Nicki Minaj's husband. You want to talk about that?
Or Cardo.
You
want
to talk about Nicki's husband?
I don't know.
Know what happened.
Actually, you know what? That's, we can actually talk about that. The subject we were talking about. Oh, no.
Hey, where did I just start?
I have a subject that I've been dying.
Dying.
To hear off.
Dying.
About.
Oh, really? So, now you want to use us. Right. What do you want
to
know,
to
Mark?
His advantage.
What do you want to know?
It's just your life saying I don't instead of I do.
So, I want to point out that this was...
Pointed.
This is called Dick Appointment Rules.
Hey.
Okay.
So,
don't bring nothing with you. You cannot stay.
No. I'm
honestly.
Don't bring none of your shit. Don't bring no toothbrush, no blanket, no extra socks, nothing. You nut, I nut you out. Call you later.
When I'm ready.
Y'all
sure
y'all want to take this away? This biscuit.
Okay. I'm naming this episode, You Can't Bring Nothing. Don't bring nothing, you can't stay. So this is for, so I'm going to say something.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to write this. So apparently a dude wrote this.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to say something.
Uh-huh.
And then you counter with how you feel about it.
Uh-huh.
And then counter from a woman's perspective.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to have to do this in order.
Okay.
So we're going to go Toya you, then you Toya.
Okay.
So first question is Toya. First one's Toya, and then you're going to go, okay?
Okay.
Come with your pussy already shaved and clean, ready to be sucked and fucked.
Oh.
That's a requirement, yeah.
Okay, so you agree with that?
Yeah.
You gonna take this however I got it. The fuck?
So, as a guy, I never got the deal with, like, a hairy pussy. And we had to take a quick break. We had to let in the pinnacle of political perfection, Subu Ogabi.
What up, everybody?
Hello. And we have his lovely wife with him.
You! What up, son?
And only because I missed the tradition. Hold on.
Yeah, buddy. That's what we do.
Why are y'all so aggy?
That's what we do.
So
we were in, so we're in the middle of a conversation talking about...
Oh, I got energy today.
So,
bro.
So now, so you answer. Mm-hmm. So now, Shanice, you're going to answer.
Sure.
And then we're going to go from... So it's going to be Toya, Amanda, you.
And then back this way.
And then back this way, all right?
Listen now.
The guys are not allowed to answer any of these. We can comment, but we cannot answer. Are you ready?
Where's the chicken?
Jesus Christ.
Only because, yo, you family.
I just want one.
Nah, it's okay.
So anyway, we're talking about, they're called dick appointment rules.
Dick appointment rules.
And the one we just asked was, come with your pussy already shaven, clean, ready to be sucked and fucked.
That's what's what you guys asked for?
No, that's not what we asked for. That's just what the guys, the rules said on the specific post.
So what are your thoughts about it?
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Wait, what's the question?
Or do you disagree is the question.
That I should come ready?
Yes.
Yeah. I said they're going to get it how it come.
And I was one of the roles saying,
until he agrees.
And I was saying, I don't care why dudes are all mad about, like, a hairy pussy. It's like, go down there and fuck it. Shit.
What?
Pick your shit off your teeth later.
Listen, I saw this recording. This man, this Trinidadian man, his girlfriend, she took a shower after working out. And he was like, go back and work out again. I want it sweaty.
For real?
Yo.
I want you to go back up that hill and come back down.
I want to take Sinead, baby.
Hey.
That's unacceptable.
To each their own. But tomato, tomato, you still gotta eat it.
No, you don't gotta do nothing.
You don't.
You don't gotta eat it.
Because you're not the only one who might want it.
You can do other stuff.
So if you wanna pass it up, that's fine.
Sorry, next, that's not my, it's, next not, it's question. Not my question.
Shanice has the answer still.
Shut up. trying to figure out all this work that I have to do just to get stuff that I could probably do myself.
Hello. My right hand works just fine.
True.
It seems really expensive.
All right, so the next one.
For someone that's not for me.
So you're answering the question first this time. No spending the night unless prior arrangements have been made. Go on. This is a single people.
It's cold outside.
It's just a dick appointment. You ain't staying. Don't bring shit with you. Don't get.
Wait, is the person staying at my house or I'm staying at their house?
Either or.
You're staying at their house.
I'm staying at their house?
Actually, either or, actually, yeah.
Either or.
I mean, how late whose house are you staying talking?
At? This is for single people. This is why Shawnee shouldn't even be a part of this.
Yeah, you know,
she
was single before.
Nope.
She was never single.
I'm just trying to figure out what time this is happening. Harvey. Because 8 o'clock is my bedtime.
Amanda, moving on. Amanda. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, you're right. We ain't sleeping over. This is what it is.
It depends on who it is.
It's just a dick appointment. It's nobody special. It's just a dick appointment.
So then, no, you kind of got to go. All
right. Netflix is only used for background noise. I don't care what the movie we watch. I'd rather watch that ass bounce on this.
That's absolutely not true. There's some great shows on Netflix. I'm not going to just...
This is a dick appointment.
Oh, why are you watching Netflix? Why would you even that Netflix is there?
You first. Go. Today.
Sometime soon.
Yeah, I agree.
Amanda?
I agree. Background noise.
All right. Shanice?
She just said she agreed. Why is it on?
So,
you got to turn the AC on.
It's winter.
You
need
that white
noise.
What the hell is wrong with
it?
It's winter.
So now, you ask the question, and the next question actually answers that. There's a 15 to 20 minute grace period before sex. To act like we really give a fuck about what we're talking about before sex.
Woo!
Time is hunching.
That sounds like you're...
That's stupid.
That's a waste of time.
No, let's just get to it. What are we playing for?
Now, y'all all answered that, so... Any female items left will be subject to going to the trash.
Absolutely.
I have a friend that used to collect his.
Any what?
I did too.
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah, like a closet full of like women's panties.
Is wait, that like what?
Trophies?
I don't.
Yep. So if you leave an earring or your panties or something.
Nah, I be counting all my stuff. I touch both ears. I make sure my draw. I'm taking everything.
Cause I used to have to buy like new boxers.
Listen,
like,
nobody ain't working no OBR.
Every half a year just because of that.
What are you leaving so trophies? Crazy.
Well, I don't want to put nobody's name out there, but some people be stealing people's underwear and stuff like that, boxers and like t-shirts and stuff after they leave. But you know, that was back in the day, so whatever.
You apparently got them back if you're talking about me.
Cause now she's washing them, bro.
For real.
But you know, this don't apply.
Just be quiet. Just be quiet.
Yeah.
This is actually funny because there's kind of a double entendre. Eat before you come.
Yeah, because I'm not feeding you. You didn't put no groceries in this house.
This is a dick appointment, not a date.
Right. Hello. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something totally different.
So did I.
Okay.
No, because some dudes be trying to get comfortable. Like, oh, you got food? Yeah, I do, but you didn't buy this.
Oh, you got drink?
Yeah, but you didn't put in on this.
For me.
Last but not least, if you ain't giving head, don't lay in my bed. You getting fucked on the floor.
I got to laugh.
This is from a male perspective. Again, say it again.
Last but not least, if you ain't giving head, don't lay in my bed. You getting fucked on the floor. Perfect.
Niggas be so entitled. I'm so tired of men. Men are ridiculous.
What's that?
Men just feel like they should be treated like gods. This shit's fucking tired.
Never mind.
Yeah, never mind that.
Yeah, Harvey, that's not
the fuck up, Harvey.
The floor sex ain't that bad.
It ain't, because at least it shows what you can and can't do, because the bed gives you the mattress to bounce.
Yeah.
The older you get, though, kind of rough on the knees. You need some give.
So I'm about to see your athletic strength. You about to conk out on me? Because you done caught a...
Workout,
Charlie Horse.
Workout.
Let me tell you. You throw a shirt, you fold it a couple of times, you put that shit on the floor, then you put it on
your knee pads. Knee pads. Palette.
Knee pads.
I'm so mad at you.
I mean, ain't nothing gonna stop me from eating a pussy.
So...
That's not a big deal to me, though. People think...
I was just about to say that. Head is not a big requirement for me.
I hate to give it, but I don't necessarily.
I don't like
need
giving it.
It.
And if you're expecting me to give it to you because you gave it to me, you don't have to give it to me because I'm not asking you. If you do it, it's on your own free accord. And
it's just one of the few things that I do really, 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 really well. So like, I kind of just do it.
But you're also really, 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 really married, so we don't give a fuck.
Boom.
Look,
and drop the mic.
I can talk about
whatever.
No, you can. You can. At least you're still yes, but we can still shut your shit down.
Yeah, but that's not helpful to them.
Right, we don't care.
Bobby, what the fuck, man? You're supposed to be on my side with this shit.
He's another married man, so he gets it.
Hey, my wife is here. I can't say shit.
Oh, your wife is mad cool. You can say whatever you want.
So.
Until you get home.
Right.
All right, man. This is the old man wave show. Are you happy? You got your single episode.
He's so fucked up. He's so fucked up. I can't with you. You rude as fuck.
Panda Black, tell anyone where they can find you.
Nowhere.
Oh yeah, that's right. You got a fuckboy.
Nope, that's all done and over. Hopefully. We won't bring the past into the present.
I want to put him in a show hold so bad.
Well, nope, we're not.
Listen, if you ever get those emails from a Nigerian prince, just don't answer it. Put that on the spam folder.
I don't answer nothing I didn't sign up for.
Oh, I
got you.
I need another charge. No,
and I'm sorry, guys. Like, I kind of ruined it. I brought chicken and we a bunch of black folks, so, you know.
Yo, Javi.
All you heard was, like,
y'all did the right thing.
That was good.
Even though y'all ate all my lemon pepper, but I love y'all.
That was lemon pepper? That shit was bomb.
That was bomb.
Yo,
what's that
one? Yellow bird. This is buffalo.
I don't like spicy stuff.
Have one of those?
Nigga. No.
Damn it, Wade.